have to say I'm really torn, because I think we're at a time where people in this country are looking at other countries and going, we need to be more social, we need to have socialized medicine, we need to have this, we need. They're not looking at the other side of the coin, what happens in those countries. We can't be gimme, gimme, gimme all this and not realize that, guess what, 75% of their paycheck goes back to the government to take care of these things. On the other hand, I think it's a shame that, you know, we've reached this point where the rich keep getting richer. If we look at the history of the tax codes, up until the 70s, if you made big money, you paid big money. And those people that earned it didn't complain like they do today, because it what made them great? This country. So you make big, it's your job to help out. It's your job to do that. I don't mind paying my 15, 18%, whatever it is. But I think that there's one candidate that's making a whole lot of promises that there's no way that he could keep them, because it's just not going to happen. Maybe some of it, but I mean, you just look at the fight for what they're calling Obamacare. You know, come on. It shouldn't have taken us this long to do that kind of stuff.
There's been also a decent amount of talks about manufacturing also in this cycle. And it's a buzzword forever that we're going to bring back American manufacturing and kind of things are going to be like they were. We're going to have good jobs, high-paying jobs for kind of medium-skilled workers. Do you think that that's feasible?
I really believe in the next, and I probably won't see it, 50 to 75 years, you're going to see manufacturing come back here. Different. Because, not because of anything we're doing, but because the workers around the world are getting smart. And they're going, we're not going to work for a dollar a day. You know what? We're doing the work that you used to pay $15 an hour for. So now we want some of these benefits. And as those workers get smarter and smarter, asking for more and more, it's a cycle. It's gonna flow back eventually. It will not be the same as it was, but there'll be a turnaround. Unfortunately, by the time it flows around, we're probably going to have factory workers that want $50 an hour. And if you're doing that kind of a job, and if that's the world we live in, that $50 an hour seems reasonable, I guess, you know. But I think factory work should be like a learning tool. You know what I mean? Like, go into it. I think everyone should either work at McDonald's, waitress, or work in a factory. Because I think it helps you to have a much stronger work ethic when you get older.
I understand.
It's a really good experience. For me, it was never a be-all, end-all. That's just not the way it was. And I would never want that for my children or grandchildren.